And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome back to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. You already know we're here to talk about it. So without further ado, let's get it in. I want to start off today's show by saying I hope everybody enjoyed their Valentine's Day. I hope, you know, all the ladies got what they wanted. All the guys enjoyed it without spending too much money. And hopefully, if you went to a restaurant, you didn't have to wait 2 or 3 hours to be served. I want to say thank you for those people that sent in their questions for my first ever mailbag episode a couple of days ago. I definitely enjoyed doing that. That was the first mailbag ever, and it was a sports edition. And actually, you know, I'm just waiting for one or two more questions, and I'll be able to do my first ever regular mailbag show. So, as always, man, thanks for y'all support here on the Slack is Talk podcast. Now, in the beginning of today's show, I want to stick with the trend of celebrating Black History Month. But on today's episode, I want to add a different element to it. You know, I kind of told you my Mount Rushmore. I told you about all the people that I learned about and looked up to the most. Now I want to add like a little small different element to it. I want to give you two prominent sports figures. I want to give you two people that they also embody what it means to celebrate Black History Month. People assume that, you know, because you're an athlete and you just play sports, that people sometimes forget that, you know, athletes are regular human beings too. And today, I want to talk to y'all about how athletes back in the day had a lot, you know, they went through a lot as well. And a lot of people don't see it that way because they think, you know, they just have fun playing the game or the sport that they play. But it was hectic back then. And I want to shed some light on that as well. I want to talk to you about two people that changed the history of sports. They created history. They changed the record books. These two are legends, champions. They invented the word champions, if you ask me. And the first person that I want to talk to y'all about today is none other than my man, Bill Russell. What more can I say about Bill Russell, man? Let's talk about it. The man won 11 championships in 13 years. I mean, just let that sink in for a minute. 11 championships in 13 years. 11. Now that number has sinked in, let's just put this in perspective. First, I want to say that I'm going to go on a record and say that would never be done again. Let's think about it. If an NBA player plays in the NBA for 20 years, that would mean that they would have to win a championship every other year, the entire time that they're in the league. You would have to win a championship every other year and be able to play 20 years. Come on, man. That's not going to be done again, man. That's not going to be touched. Let's just reel off a list of his accomplishments real quick. Bill Russell played for the Boston Celtics and won 11 championships in 13 years. He is also a two-time NCAA champion. Bill Russell was one of only four players to win an NCAA championship and then get drafted into the NBA and win an NBA championship in back-to-back seasons. One of only four players. He also won an Olympic gold medal in 1956. And in just his first season in the NBA, he became the first player ever in his rookie season to average over 20 rebounds a game. Coming in as a rookie and averaging 20 rebounds a game, just dominating the boards. He would go on to average more than 20 rebounds a game for 10 out of his 13 seasons. His single game record of 51 rebounds is only second to Wilt Chamberlain. Imagine that, 51 rebounds. He was known for his defensive intensity, his high basketball IQ, and just overall his will to win. He would go on to win 5 regular season MVP awards, tied with my man Michael Jordan, and second behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And unfortunately, Bill Russell was only able to win. Well, I shouldn't say win. He was only elected to 1 NBA All-Defensive First Team in his career. And I say it's unfortunate because at that time, the NBA didn't start recognizing this award until his last year of playing in the NBA, all the way back in 1969. The NBA didn't acknowledge or didn't have such an award until his last playing year back in 1969. But if it wasn't for that, Bill Russell would have been on the All-NBA Defensive First Team every year. The man was all defense. All defense. And I'm going to take a short break here on the Slackers Talk podcast. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you what this guy had to go through. Through all the success that he had going for himself, I want to share what a lot of youngsters don't know he had to go through. Take a small breather, and I'll be right back here on the Slackers Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slackers Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slackers Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slackers Talk podcast.
And welcome back here on the Slackers Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town. Now, we're on today's show. We're talking about the legacy of none other than Bill Russell. Now, for those of y'all that know Bill Russell, you know that his arch rival was none other than Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain is known as the guy that scored 100 points in a game. The man was 7 foot 260, and at the time, man, he was just towering over everybody, man. Just unstoppable. Scoring 100 points in the game, averaging 50 rebounds, 15 to 20 assists. Just insane video game numbers. Now, Bill Russell was 6'10", was, you know, relatively undersized compared to Wilt Chamberlain. And even though Wilt Chamberlain had, you know, the size advantage, because of his will and determination and his basketball IQ, he was able to have a lot of success against Wilt Chamberlain. Not only did he have success, but Bill Russell was known as the guy that stopped Wilt Chamberlain from winning championships. He was the guy that often stood in Wilt Chamberlain's way. And to me, I think when people tell you that when you're competing against somebody, you know, size doesn't matter. You know, it's not all about who's bigger. It's not all about the size and all that kind of stuff. When you hear people talk about that and say that, I always think about Bill Russell, because he was not by any means the biggest, and he was outweighed a lot. But, you know, just his heart, man, and determination. So whenever you hear a person say that it doesn't matter that another person is bigger than you, believe me, man, that person is talking about or referring to Bill Russell. Because Bill Russell wasn't the biggest on the court, but he had the biggest heart, without a doubt. Now, to get to the point, Wilt Chamberlain might have been Bill Russell's arch rival on the court, but I wanted to talk some about what Bill Russell had to go through off of the court. Bill Russell retired from the game of basketball in 1969, so I never had the luxury of actually seeing him play in a live game before. So I was real young when I first learned about who Bill Russell was. And at the time of me being young and first learning about him, I had this imagination about sports figures in general. When I was coming up, I kind of believed that, you know, a guy like Bill Russell, who won so many championships for Boston, I automatically assumed that, you know, because you're winning, that you just a person that's loved. You know, all the fans just love you for what you're doing for that city, for what you're doing to that town. All the revenue, all the money, all the attention, you know, fans being happy that y'all winning, all the stuff that Bill Russell was bringing to the table, I just assumed that people loved him there. And that couldn't be more further from the truth. As I got older and I started to, you know, do research and learn about different things and dive deeper into it, I learned that Bill Russell was met with a lot of resentment. A lot of people resented him because he was black. Even in Boston, even while, you know, the team was playing away games and stuff like that, the team would have to go to hotels and, you know, he was denied a place to stay at times. He received threats. Him and his wife received numerous threats. And they were being heckled by fans. And it's one thing to be booed for the things that are being taking place within the game of basketball or any type of sport. But it's another to be talked about and have certain things said to you just off the base of your skin, just off the color of your skin. And if you're not familiar with sports, how it usually works is, in basketball anyway, it's an 82-game schedule, and you play 41 games in your home arena, and you travel for the other 41 games. Now, for any sport, if you know that you're going to be traveling to someone else's arena, you expect to get booed. You expect fans to say certain things to you. That comes with the territory. Sometimes, you know, fans and people might go overboard, but it comes with the territory when you're traveling to someone else's place. But can you imagine being in your hometown or being at the place that you play for? You have to play 41 games per season at home. This is the place where you're going to be the most. This is where you spend most of your time. You know, your home. Can you imagine like being heckled in your own hometown? Can you imagine being called names in your own hometown while you're winning championships for this city? Can you imagine that? It takes a strong individual to be able to go through something like that. It takes a strong individual, because these are the people that you see most of the time. And coming up when I was young, I had no idea. You know, I thought maybe because, you know, they were winning and he was a big part of that, that they accepted him. But that wasn't the case. And for that alone, I have to include Bill Russell on my list. I have to. For him to be able to, you know, for him to go do something like that and to be able to, like, overcome it and concentrate, to be able to still win those championships, to be able to concentrate at the task in hand, to come in and do his job and do what he had to do and overlook that, I got to commend him for that. And not only did, you know, he do his job, he's regarded as one of the best players of all time. Nobody has more championships than him. And for a side note, I shouldn't say side because it's definitely big, he was even a player coach. He was the first black coach in North American sports history. The first black coach. And the first black coach to win a championship. The man has the MVP award named after him. For that, I had to include Bill Russell on my list. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer, Jason Slack. And tune in on the next episode when I give you legend number 2.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.